Locks in the Box, Volume 1, Episode 10.
As I turned the mirror upside down, a few pieces of paper fell. A reservation to Grand Bassam, Ivory Coast Airport, with your name, Kwame Kwadio, on it. And a couple of black and white pictures of dead elephant. Kwame. You. And my stepfather. Tony. Daddy. I smile.
So you find out who I was and where I was. Now what? Wait a minute. Were you the Chinese lady I saw at the bar?
And you're the guy who walked out past me with that lady's sharp teeth wife? Now that we established that we know how each of us look like, what were you talking about with her?
Not to be rude, but that's none of your business.
If you guys talk about the tusks, then it is my business. I still need to find the piece, so...
Yes, we did mention something about it.
I knew it. And?
And it went something like this.
I enter Shaka's hut. It's a lounge that changed into a nightclub later at night. The time I went there was still early evening. A lot of business people are going there to meet, mingle, and exchange ideas, business ideas. The club belongs to
Sharp Teeth.
You guess it. At the full bar, I saw a couple of people hanging there with drinks. An Afrobeat music was blasting from every corner of the club. I scanned the room and found Sharp Teeth sitting in the VIP section of the lounge. I advanced toward him. Within seconds, I got stopped by two burly bodyguards. I waved at him. Sharp Teeth, I meant. He saw me too, but carried on his conversation with the two women he was with. I kept waving and calling him, but in vain. The bodyguard carried me to the bar and asked me to stay there. Sharp Teeth said something in the ear of one of the young women. She nodded and walked toward me. The young lady approached me and said,
"You must be Kwame, right? He's closing a transaction any minute now. He asked that you wait at the bar. The drinks are on him. He even has a room upstairs for you. Accept his apologies. You know, he's a very busy man. There are hunters and wealthy hunters. You know what I mean, right?"
I was filled with frustration. The young lady smiled at me, then added,
"Can I tell you something? It's not official yet."
I looked at her. She slowly rubbed her belly with her right hand, then slowly lifted a left hand ring finger with a big shiny rock on it.
"His business is obviously booming, huh? Congratulations. Please, tell him, and for your own sake and your baby's sake, his life, his ways are about to drastically change."
"What do you mean, change? He owns the place. He owns the police, the rangers. Why would his life be changing? After he sees you, return to your village, Bushman. You and your bad spell. And stop spreading lies everywhere. It won't work in here."
She smacked her lips, showing her discontent, and returned to Sharp Teeth's couch. I stayed at the bar disappointed when another young lady approached me. As she approached me, the bartender placed two champagne flutes already filled up before me. I thanked the bartender and said to the lady without looking at her,
"If you are one of his secretaries, I already got the message. He'll see me after his deal."
"Hey, it's been way too long ago. How long?"
"Oh. Elementary school, I think."
"So you do remember me? Wow."
"Wow. Have you heard the saying, we have an unrelated twin in this world? look strangely like her. My mother. She was... I miss her. Dearly. Anyway, what are you doing here?
I'm sorry. Well, unfortunately, I'm married now.
Unfortunately?
With Julius. Everyone calls him by his nonsense nickname. To me, he's Julius.
Sharp teeth.
He always talks about you, huh? As if he idolizes you. He thinks that you are a man of integrity, smart, wise, and one of the best hunters in Africa.
That's a lot of compliments for someone who doesn't have time to hear me.
Most of these hunters don't even know how this tusk business started.
What do you mean?
The history behind the business of tusks. Hobby for the white man.
Hobby?
As far as I'm concerned, pool table is a white man game. Someone in Europe searched for a material that was not too bouncy, but solid enough to be headless stricken by a cue. And not break, but able to roll like a ball on a smooth surface.
Of a pool table that has pockets, or a billiard table with no pockets. Also, billiard table have larger size pockets compared to pool table balls. If I recall, the game of pool was made popular by a French king in the 13th or 14th centuries.
Then became extremely popular in England after the war. Game for the upper class, they used to call it. What?
Nothing.
I read a lot. Everything I can get my hands on, you know.
So do I.
Ah.
At first, Fatima looked at me, then at Sharp Teeth. Sharp Teeth was kissing both young ladies sitting on his laps. They all laughed.
Oh.
Fatima watched them with disdain, then shamefully lowered her gaze. She paused. I could see the hurt.
Why are you letting him treat you like this?
We're in Africa, huh? Or should I say, Sharp Teeth's country. And he owns everything. And
he
anyone...
He doesn't own you. You have to stand for yourself. The Ivory Coast, Nigeria, are of the few developing African countries that have laws. And if you choose to leave him, you can legally do so.
I know. But if I leave him, what am I going to do? He's been grooming me since I was a teenager. And now the only skills I have is to please a man or be at a man's side like a tool to his most disgusting fantasies and needs. Yes, I have a degree, but what can a degree do against traditional ways of thinking, huh? Besides, I can't have children.
Fatima got emotional. I gave her a tissue. She took it and gently dried her tears.
Let's get out of here.
I ignored Sharp Teeth's threatening gaze as we left the club. What I didn't know was that Sharp Teeth had his bodyguard discreetly following us.
That's when I first saw you, right?
Yeah. I noticed you entering the club, a Chinese woman. That was you. We exchanged a look. For me, you were another suspected and entrusted customer.
For me, I finally put a face on my dad's murder. He was a gentleman with me. And we started talking business right away. I'm talking about Sharp Teeth. He was direct and never lost control of the conversation. I like that about him.
And you are?
Someone who's going to make you richer beyond your imagination. But first, I need a name. More precisely, the place where he stays.
We both smile, while sipping on two champagne flutes.
So you lied. All this time you knew Sharp Thief.
I didn't lie. I was looking for confirmation. Confirmation! Yes. About who, what he did, why he did it, and who are Yusef, Sajess, Hu Liao, and Sharp Thief to you. Basically, why this ivory business is still going on a black market. And I wanted confirmation of the locks. If this locks even does exist, we can make a ton of money. Don't you agree? You are the only person who knows more about it than anyone else. So.
All I keep thinking about is Fatima.
Fatima?
Thank you for caring, but I got to leave now.
Oh, okay. I was making some drinks. I understand.
You're a good man, huh? I hope one day you find...
I smile. She intensively looked at me.
I don't want to take advantage of... Just be careful.
You seem to be a good person as well.
May I ask you a question? Julius used to be a great hunter. I know you and everyone else called him Sharp Thief. For me, he'll always be Julius, sir. He used to say when he was courting me, "Tomorrow, I'll get you an impala." And the next day, he will get me an impala. "Tomorrow, I'll get you an ostrich egg." And the next day, he gets me these incredible, huge ostrich eggs. That's really what made me fall for him. Because he always held his promises. But now, he became a businessman. A shell of a man. A changed man.
He's a different man now. Sorry to say, but he has never been a hunter at heart. He's been searching for trophies, deals, power. He's of a different breed. All I'm trying to tell him is that instead of wasting his energy for the next deal, he needs to focus on creating a partnership within Africans, between us. Because at the end of the day, he's just another ball waiting to be stricken by the main eight ball. People will listen to him because of his success. African people will support him because of his accomplishments. We will all be proud. He has nothing to gain by satisfying foreigners, but everything to lose by not demanding respect and consideration from his fellow hunters, brothers.
How's life as a hunter? I mean, in the wild, all night, all day. Aren't you scared? Do you even have a life outside hunting? Someone...
I was taken back by our last question. I took a big breath, then...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be so intrusive.
You're not embarrassing me. And I do know what you mean. I haven't met the one yet, I guess. If you could go somewhere, anywhere, where would you go?
Somewhere. Like traveling. Don't know. Maybe my sister in Joburg or Cape Town. I heard it's beautiful up there.
South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Never been. Maybe one day. But, no, I meant outside the city. You still are Sharp Thief's wife. Therefore, you do have some power. Use it.
Matter of fact, I will have this drink now, huh? What are you making?
French 75.
French what? Fancy, huh? How does a hunter like you know about French 75?
An educated hunter. I read as well. A lot.
Huh.
My brother called me bookworm. During these long hours when we wait for the animal to show up, I read.
What do you read about?
Everything and anything. I question the world we're living in. You know, our way is a bit more human. Tracking, catching, hunting, compared to the machine guns and electronic devices they used to kill. Question for you. Where are all the ivory from the elephants and rhinos that we killed? I guarantee you that most of it are scattered in many places outside Africa. Sharp Thief needs to understand that his empire is about to end. Our way of life as hunters will be no more. They already call us poachers. Poachers! Can you believe that? They say we are destroying nature, setting these animals as endangered species, and my question is, what happened to the thousands of elephants we already killed over the years? Where is the ivory? Oh yeah, it's a big business, but I don't see any profit for me. Government, rangers, international organizations, they all have a say, but they call us murderers. Hunters hunt to live, not to survive. I believe they are the most powerful poachers, not us. They take out from us what's most valuable to us, our simple way of life. As I handed the drink to Fatima, she ignored it, then launched a kiss to my lips. The drink spilled. We both looked at the stain on the sheet. The glass half empty now. We looked at each other again, laughed, then we passionately kissed. I think I was dreaming because I heard his voice.
Whose voice?
He said,
"Protect me and I protect you."
He talks to you?
Like a warning. And I think that's the third clue. We're both asleep when a soft click sound abruptly woke me up. It took me a few seconds. I looked toward the door, which was closed, but not locked. I left the bed and went to the door as Fatima covers herself with the sheet. I was about to open the door, stopped, and saw the shadow of a man underneath the crack of the bottom of the door. Probably someone sent by Sharp Thief to spy on us. I waited momentarily, then I abruptly opened the door. I looked in the hallway, left and right. No one in sight. I waited a few more seconds like a hunter, then I re-entered the room and locked the door. I went back to Fatima.
I think you should go now.
We kissed passionately, then...
That's where you messed up our meeting.
Messed up your meeting? I came from Grand Bassam and just landed at Abuja Airport. No one really seems to know Sharp Thief's whereabouts. But I do know that he loves opportunities and new deals. You being here.
Yes, we were having a somewhat good time. Drinking, eating, and laughing with Sharp Thief. Hi, I'm Xiao. Nice to meet you.
Are there any sharks in Nigeria?
Huh. Not sure I follow.
Are there any sharks in Nigeria? Simple question. Well?
Yes, I'm sure.
You certain?
Of course. How silly. Nigeria is bordered by the Atlantic Ocean, is it not? And sharks swim in the Atlantic Ocean, are they not?
Are we talking about the same sharks, Mrs. Chow? Just messing with you. I know who you are, my lady. You are looking for Tusk, ain't you?
Very, very funny. Well, yes, but a specific pair.
I'm not a hunter anymore, just a simple businessman. If you're after fairy tales, I am not the man you're looking for.
You actually might know the man I'm looking for, and I'm offering a generous reward just to meet him.
I like the sound of that. Keep talking. You were saying?
Then his bodyguard came at the bar. Sharp teeth stopped laughing. The bodyguard handed him his cell phone with a screen where we all saw you and Fatima passionately making love. Sharp teeth furiously pushed the bodyguard and launched himself toward the bungalow without saying a word. He threw the cell phone on the carpet, and so I slowly picked the cell phone up and said to myself,
Hunter, hunted, works for me.
But I just needed to be sure, and so I discreetly followed him.
You have been listening to Locks in the Box Volume 1, a Patrick Caverty Presents production. Locks in the Box has been created, written, and produced by Patrick and Wendy Caverty. Recorded at Soundbox LA, West Hollywood, California. Executive producer, Wendy Caverty. Original sounds by Pixabay and Upbeat.io. Edited by Miguel Sol at Soundbox LA. Casting by Patrick Caverty. Directed by Patrick Caverty. Starring Kirk Taylor as the priest, J. Teddy Garces as young Baba, Baba, and Tony, Jonima Diaby as Harris, Francis Edemobi as Youssef, Shalimar Garba as Mother, Fatima, young woman, and Katalia, Emma Garba as young Kwame, Omri Caverty as young Harris, Mel Uche as Sharp Teeth and Huliao, AJ Lubskin as Sajess, Charlotte Chang as Zhao, Patrick Caverty as Kwame, and narrated by Patrick Caverty.
Credits read by Sydney and Omri Caverty. Special thanks to Tim, Michelle, and Miguel at Soundbox LA, West Hollywood, California. Box in the Box is a Patrick Caverty Presents production. For a full cast list, go to patrickcavertypresents.com and listen to the next episode. Follow us on social media. Thank you for supporting Patrick Caverty Presents production, and thank you for listening to Locks in the Box.